Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient. Kathleen Kampschmidt, Kampschmidt, address is 6439 Country Road 48, Willows, California, 95985, phone is 530-934-4749, ID is XXX-5721, date of birth is 10/17/1946. This is a widowed woman. It's a retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Willows Pharmacy, 530-530-1934. It is addressed to Linda Tribble, TRIMBLE. At Glenn Medical Center. And that's Linda S. Trimble, PAC, Family Care Center, 1133 West Sycamore Street, Willows, California, 95988-2601, 530-934-1832, fax is 530-934-1841. The clinical symptoms are migraine, without status migranosis, subparagraph history of possible TIA, paragraph current medications. Amoxicillin 500 milligrams, potassium provulinate 125 milligrams, aspirin 81 milligrams, baclofen 5 milligrams, levothyroxine 150 micrograms, losartan 50 milligrams, montelukast 10 milligrams, pravastatin 20 milligrams, sumatriptan 25 milligrams, triamcinolone, acetonide, 0.1% topical cream. New paragraph, allergies and adverse reactions. Morphine. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, this is vertically, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia, acute hyperkalemia, anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, acute sinusitis, atopic dermatitis, pruritic rash, neck pain, tremor, numbness of the hand, diarrhea, muscle strain, lower extremity cramps associated with sleep. Previous medications, meloxicam 15 milligrams, losartan 50 milligrams, montelukast 10 milligrams, vitamin B12, zinc 50 milligrams, vitamin D 125 milligrams, medicinals, this is vertically, Therawox Relief Magnesium Sulfate, PRN, magnesium cream, PRN leg cramps, migraine meds, Zomig nasal spray 5 milligrams, sumatriptan 25 micrograms, acyclovir for cold sores, pending medications, Fosfamax. Allergy avoidance, morphine, vitamin C, many foods. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal. I'm sorry, it should say past medical history. First paragraph, conditions, cataracts, elevated cholesterol, migraine headaches, questionable history of stroke, thyroid disease. New paragraph. Recent therapies, antihypertensive medication, cardiovascular, hypertension medication, endocrine, thyroid disease treatment, EENT, wears eyeglasses, gastrointestinal, no symptoms, dash diarrhea reported, general review of symptoms, depression. Genitourinary, none reported, hematological, treatment with baby aspirin, locomotor musculoskeletal, weakness of the muscles and joints, varicose veins, mental health. Recent loss of her husband, depression, eating problems, sleeping problems, recent stressors, closing her business, neck, reported stiffness, neuropsychiatric, no symptoms reported, female/gynecological, she stands 5'4", weighs 135 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 14, menopause 27 years ago. Pap smear 2 years ago. Gynecological exam 2 years ago. Mammography completed. She has had one pregnancy. In 1966. No complications. Respiratory history of food allergies. Sexuality. Did not answer questions. Dermatological. History of hives and rash due to skin allergy. Female, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, other symptoms. She reports a possible stroke in June of 2024. Migraine headaches about once a month. Increased frequency. Allergic to vitamin C and over 100 different foods. Some very severe. Cause breathing problems. In paragraph, she smashed her left thumb in April of 2019. Cracked ribs and whiplash in December of 2018, parenthesis UTD accident, end parenthesis. Whiplash May 2018, car accident. Emergency evaluation, Inlow Hospital. Check for heart disease, okay, Dr. Massa. Right thumb surgery, torn muscles, August 2016, Dr. Jones. Left knee, left thumb x-rays, dash arthritis. Stem cell injections, both thumbs, left knee, January 2017. Quote, Nirvana, end quote, in Carmichael. Stem cell dash left ankle 6/20/23. Thyroid on medication. Osteoporosis hip and back treated. Last bone scan clear. Diverticulosis colonoscopy 2009, no problems. /12/23, evaluation clear. Cataract surgery, both eyes, 12/2014. Left shoulder separation, rotator cuff surgery, Dr. Comas, K-O-M-A-S, November 2006. Knee meniscus surgery, Dr. Comas, January 2012. Infection in knee and blood, clot in lower leg. Low back disc surgery, Dr. Boboski, 1997. Fractured ankle, December 2023, 2022. Cutaneous Nerve Restoration 2012. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports depressed nervousness. Head, she reported migraine. Relieved by Synthroid. New paragraph, neck. She reports symptoms of burning neuralgia in the left side of her neck. Muscle spasms in the legs. Intermittent pain. Left side of the neck. Neck. She reports left-sided pain in her neck when playing the violin. She reports stiffness post-whiplash injury. New paragraph, upper back and arms. She reported no symptoms. Middle back, she reported no symptoms. Shoulders, she reported in the low back, she reports weakness in the legs. Shoulders, she reported no symptoms. Elbows, she reported no symptoms. Wrists, she reported no symptoms. Hips, she reported no symptoms. Ankles, she reports intermittent pain from her previously fractured ankle. Feet, she reported no symptoms. Abdomen, she reports pain from continuous nerve restriction. Family history. Education. She has completed a postgraduate education. Social history and health habits. She reports taking alcohol beverages rarely, 1 to 2 drinks. Tobacco, she does not smoke. Drugs, no illegal drugs. Occupational concerns. None reported. She's not currently employed. She is retired from farming and trucking. Serious injuries and symptoms: fingers, ankles, shoulders, and ribs. She has a history of head concussion, operations and hospitalizations. No. Family health history. She reports unknown. She is adopted. New paragraph, laboratory, imaging was completed at the Glenn Medical Center on September 5, 2024. Multi-sequence, multi-planar MRI was completed for evaluation of tremor. Subparagraph, the study showed no acute ischemia, no intracranial hemorrhage. Scattered ill-defined flare hyperintensities were seen within the paraventricular region, corona radiata, subcortical white matter, bilaterally, without unusual diffusion. Subcentimeter foci of encephalomalacia were noted in the periventricular aspects of the bilateral cerebellar fossa. A cavum septum pellucidum was noted in the cisterns of the ventricles. Parenthesis, this finding is somewhat atypical and typically found in individuals with a history of intracranial trauma. Bilateral intraocular lens implants were noted. No unusual paranasal sinus findings. Mastoid air cells were unremarkable. Vasculature was unremarkable. No acute intracranial processes were identified. Mild chronic interventricular ischemic changes were seen. Subcentimeter old infarcts in the bilateral cerebellar lobes. New paragraph. Laboratory. ProBNT was accomplished on April 24, 2025, and was in normal limits, not showing Evans for congestive heart failure. Complete blood count was normal. New paragraph. diagnostic impression. Kathleen Kampschmidt presents with a clinical history and findings of ischemic microvascular disease. She has a history of recurrent migraine that could be responsive to antimigranous medication given on a routine basis. New paragraph. Her clinical history and findings of tremor with underlying ischemic microvascular disease would place her at risk for developing symptoms of Parkinsonism, for which additional testing, dash A, special Parkinson's brain scan in Reading would be helpful in consideration of further therapy. New paragraph, we will schedule this for her, see her in review, and provide an additional report. And sign with my professional signature.